This podcast may contain adult language and situations, graphic, gory details, and other not-so-nice things. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm Lacey.
And I'm Ashley, and this is United States of Murder. This week is part one of two cold cases from Nevada.
Today, we'll talk about one from the Vegas Strip.
And next week will be a custody battle that turns deadly.
Buckle up and join us on this dark and twisted ride through the Silver State.
Las Vegas, Sin City, known for its casinos and world-class entertainment, the fountains of the Bellagio, and gondolas at the Venetian. Thousands of people pin their hopes on a big win every day. Some will lose it all, including their lives. Las Vegas will eat you up and spit you out. In 2021 alone, there were 147 murders. With this many, it's no surprise that some of these will go unsolved, like the cases we're going to tell you about over the next 2 weeks.
My case may be a little shorter than normal because there wasn't a whole lot of information out there on this.
Same with mine.
But it really sucked me in because I had never heard of it before. And then when I looked for podcasts about it, I found nothing. But I had to cover it, and you'll see why. So we're recording today before we go on our Las Vegas trip.
Tomorrow.
So this episode will come out a day after we return. And let's assume it's fabulous and we had a great time.
We survived. We'll recap our Vegas trip next week on my
part
episode.
Part two. Yes. We had a lot going on. We needed to make this a two-parter. Okay. So I'm okay with triangulating our location since this won't come out until after all is said and done. So we will be staying in the Sahara Hotel. And today I'm going to be telling you about Sahara Sue.
Did you do that on purpose?
No. It was truly, I was Googling things. I'm like, what?
And it just happened.
Yes.
Interesting.
So I feel like...
Is this a ghost story?
No.
Damn it.
But no.
I was like, are you going to drag me through this hotel trying to catch an orb?
I actually did try to find some scary haunted history, but I couldn't really find a lot of that other than Zach Baggins.
I can't go there because they have the staircase from the demon house I covered in Indiana. He has the actual staircase in that museum.
Oh my gosh.
Remember he bought the house and tore it down. He kept the staircase that led to the basement and it's in there. It's in the museum. Do you want to go now, don't you?
Now I'm kind of intrigued.
Like, I'll wait outside.
It's overpriced, but
I'll wait outside. It's Vegas. Everything's overpriced.
Everything's overpriced.
Sahara Sue, go.
On August 14th, 1979, around 9 p.m., the body of a female was found in an empty parking lot on the old El Rancho Casino property. So now it's a vacant lot at the intersection of Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard. So the El Rancho does not exist anymore, but it was next to the Sahara Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I did some mapping just to see what's in that intersection today, just so everyone can kind of get a feel for, you know, where she was found. And of course, it likely had a lot of different businesses 40 years ago. But across from Las Vegas Boulevard is what appears to be festival grounds. I'm assuming that's similar to fairgrounds like we have here. So across from the Sahara Avenue is a Walgreens. Across from the Walgreens is a strip mall gift shop. And of course, there's all kinds of hotels and bars and all kinds of restaurants nearby. So they believed that she had died 3 to 4 hours before her discovery, so around 5 or 6 p.m. in broad daylight. She had been stabbed in her abdomen. And a tox report determined that she had a blood alcohol level of 0.238. I don't know if you know much about the numbers of that. I didn't, so I looked it up. That's very high.
Yeah, she was...
It's different for everyone, different body shapes, yada yada. But I looked up a basic chart, and this alcohol level would indicate something in the neighborhood of 10 drinks in a 2.5 hour time period. I'm not saying this to drink shame, but to me...
Right.
This is just speculation on my part. This, to me, tells me she wasn't just getting off work.
Right.
Unless she was drinking on the job, but that's probably not what was happening. So she either probably had that day off or had gotten off earlier. She didn't just come from
work,
a job site.
Right.
So her body was found partially unclothed, but she still was wearing jewelry that wasn't stolen. There was also no evidence of a sexual assault, but some of her clothing was taken, likely by the killer.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
It didn't say what was taken, which is odd because I feel like she's wearing enough clothes. I don't know why they assumed something was gone. So the clothing that she still had on suggested that she had originated from Florida. And also, I have no idea why they assumed
this. What the hell?
I looked all over the place, and I'll tell you exactly what she was wearing later, but...
Because, I mean, even like a shorts, tank top,
flip-flops. Well, like she's wearing Levi's, for example. I'm like, what about that? Says, oh, she got that in Florida.
She's from Florida.
So, yeah, I couldn't find anything. And they also believed that she mostly walked barefoot.
Mm. Or you just grew up in the South and run around barefoot.
Exactly. That could mean a lot of things to me. It didn't necessarily mean she was walking around Vegas all the time barefoot. So she had no identification on her. But she looked somewhere between 15 and 25. Yeah. Some articles said 15 and 20. Some said 15 and 25. And she looks young to me. While she appeared to be young, she had dentures. A full set of dentures.
A full set?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Her top denture was still in place, but her bottoms were not in, and they were never found.
Somebody took them?
Perhaps. But she had no teeth down there. And if you have a... Maybe she lost... I don't know. She had brown shoulder-length wavy hair, brown eyes, and manicured nails that were painted red. So she has manicured nails.
And bare feet.
Yeah. So a lot of this stuff seems a little contradictory. Like, what is going on here? So, okay, her clothing. She was wearing Levi's hip-hugger jeans, a light blue-green button-up linen shirt with red floral embroidery and sequins with a tie-up bottom. The jewelry she was wearing consisted of a white metal chain with a clear plastic heart pendant with a rose painted on it, a white metal chain with a pendant containing a turquoise-colored stone, and a plain white metal ring on her right hand. No stones or anything. She also did not wear earrings, and her ears were not pierced. There was a witness that reported seeing her with a man at a liquor store just hours before her death. He was white, the man she was with. He was white and approximately 28 years old. He was thin, around 5'11", weighed around 165 pounds, had brown hair and a mustache. So honestly, when I think of that, I'm like, average white guy.
Right.
In Vegas,
you're not telling us anything that would make him stick out.
Would not stick out at that time whatsoever. No. He blends in. Of course, fingerprints were taken from her and entered into national databases. No match was found. And after no luck in the investigation, and after decades went by, her body was exhumed in 2003 to obtain DNA. But still, no match was found. In 2011, her DNA was tested again to see if she was a match to Deborah Ray Meyer, who had vanished in August of 1974. They had a lot of similarities, including both wearing dentures, which is, I mean, that's unique.
Yeah.
I would also be like, look, is that the same person? But their DNA didn't match, so it's not. In the meantime, seven other missing people have been ruled out as possible identities for Sahara Sue. There are multiple facial reconstructions of her, photos of the jewelry and clothing. So, of course, I'm going to post pictures of all that in the socials. And in 2016, there were some developments in Sahara Sue's case. I didn't look up this word for pronunciation. Crap. Forensic palynology.
Palynology?
Palynology. On her clothing indicated that she had spent some time in Napa Valley or Central Valley in California. Very strange, right? So, palynology, and if I'm saying that wrong, I'm sorry. I'm not a science person, obviously. I'm an art major. So that's the study of pollen grains, and other spores. And
gotcha.
That was found on her clothing. So like she was in that area, so the pollen from the plants or the spores got on her clothes. So
she's in Florida. She's in Napa. Now she's in Vegas.
See, to me,
she's doing the most.
Well, the speculation on the Florida makes no sense to me, and I couldn't find an explanation. So to me, I'm like,
they're reaching.
I don't understand that, so I'm like X-ing that out. But the spores, sure, that makes
that tracks,
sense. They're only available in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean she lived there, but it meant that recently she was there, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So Another potential lead was followed that suggested that Sahara Sue may have ties to a trailer park in the area. I have no idea how they found this out either. There's no information. So further investigation indicated she might have used the name Shauna and may have been employed at Holiday Inn or another motel on Las Vegas Boulevard. And that's all we know for sure about her. That's it. But now here's my speculation station, because I always go down rabbit holes with cases. A lot of people don't like speculation and stuff, but hey, you can email me your thoughts too. Okay, so they think she was under 25, but all of her teeth had been pulled out and she had dentures. So to me, that says a couple of things. She had dental care and she had all of her teeth removed and dentures put in. That's not cheap.
No, it's in 1979. Implants,
but still, yeah. It means she had a lot of dental work done. So she had been somewhere who...
Which makes it freaking impossible to...
It's just so strange.
Do dental.
Exactly. So she didn't have any teeth to check on. So someone online had a hypothesis that maybe she was from the Amish community and that's why she's never been identified. Like she was a runaway or something.
Like she was on her, what's it called? Rumspringer.
That is. How'd you know what that word was?
I know all the party things.
Are you from Pennsylvania? Have you ever partied with the Amish?
I have once.
Are you joking?
No.
We're going to put a pin in that and discuss that later. Oh, of course you have.
I'm like, oh, it's a Rumspringer. Sorry.
I didn't even write that word down, but I forgot it. Yeah, that's okay. But the thing is, it could have been, okay, for y'all that don't know, it's basically when you're in the Amish community, you have when you're still young.
You get a hall pass.
You have a certain amount of time, and I didn't write any of this down. You have a certain amount of time to like go do things.
To see if you want to.
Right. Before you go back to the community and that's that. So if she was closer to 15 to 20, that's possible.
Right.
But if she's 25, that's probably... But the thing is, we don't know.
No
fingerprints. She looks very young. Well, they got prints and stuff, but there's nothing. Nothing. So, and I didn't know this about the Amish community, and you might have since you've partied with them.
With one singular...
Female or male?
Male.
I can't. So, okay. I didn't know this, but a lot of Amish have their teeth removed and dentures put in.
I'm totally rethinking this whole thing now.
Oh, God. Stop. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So, the reason behind this is they get all their teeth taken out when they're younger and dentures put in so they can avoid the cost of dental problems down the road.
That's insanity.
Because teeth are real. And look. I don't even want to know how much I've spent on my teeth.
Oh, no.
Could purchase multiple, I don't even know,
We would be fine first class to Vegas.
I could be fine first class. I get it that they're expensive, but it's kind of like for them preventative and like you don't have to keep going back.
I mean, it makes sense.
It's a part of, not all of them do that, but that's also on a brief search. The West isn't exactly booming with Amish communities. Because when I first heard about that, I'm like, I don't know. That just doesn't really seem, it's not like we're in Pennsylvania. Okay. And another thing though, she did not have pierced ears. And pierced ears are a big no-no in the Amish community.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, a lot of people don't have pierced ears, so that's likely a coincidence. But I did Google it because I was curious. Guess what the percentage is of women with pierced ears?
I have no idea. Just no idea. What?
84%.
That's it?
You thought more women had pierced ears?
I don't know any person that does not have their ears pierced.
I don't in real life.
Not in real life. No women.
On some TV shows. But yeah, I don't know anyone. But so I feel like, okay, she's a young woman with a nice manicure, dentures, unpierced ears. There's a lot of things that really stick out to me. And how did no one was looking for her?
I mean, if she was rumspringing... They may have thought, you know
what,
Amish. She just didn't come back. She decided, because you know, they don't, even once you're out, you're out.
Yeah. Have speculated that the man at the liquor store was likely a stranger who was buying her alcohol because she was too young. But at this time, especially in Vegas, the liquor laws were very lax. It's possible. Maybe he was buying it because she didn't have the money, though. But regardless, I want to hear everyone's thoughts on this because I can't stop thinking about it.
I mean, that makes sense, though, what you're saying. Like,
it's curious. I mean, it sounds like a stretch.
But at the same time,
weirder things have happened.
Exactly.
If you have ever been in the Amish community, email us about this. Email us your thoughts.
They can't. They're Amish.
No, if you've ever been.
Oh, ever
if you're
been.
An ex,
past
they can't, they're not you, listening to this.
If you ram-sprained.
Yes.
And you did not go bad.
Yeah, unitedstatesofmurder@gmail.com. Or just send us your thoughts on this, because it's just so wild to me. And it's an unknown. It's not really a known case. But for everyone, especially those in Nevada and California, show your parents or grandparents these photos of her. You never know who may recognize her.
No, you don't.
I feel like that's one thing that really helps solve cold cases, just someone knowing something, someone recognizing something. My grandma lived in Vegas for quite a while, and I sent her a picture today and asked about it, because she even worked at the Sahara back in the day.
Oh, your grandma did?
Yeah.
Did you get us a deal?
No.
Damn it.
She's like, who is this person you're sending me a picture?
Who is this?
And then I called her, and she's like, I've never heard about this before. I'm like,
Grandma.
Oh, it happened right next to you. But that's, you know. So she didn't have any info, unfortunately. I'm like, you could have solved the case. Anyone with information is asked to call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's 24-hour hotline at 1-800-THE-LOST. So,
where did you find this case? I'm interested.
Okay, so my grandma was also telling me about how when she worked at the Sahara, one of the owners got killed. And I was trying to find information on that, and I couldn't. And then this popped up, Sahara Sue. So mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, gosh. I was looking for another Sahara case, and then this one came up. So I feel like I need to print out her picture, and when we're in Vegas, go everywhere and be like, do you know who this is?
Have you seen this, girl?
For real. But it's – she doesn't have family necessarily looking for her or anything. Well, maybe they are – it's just strange because you see this picture and there's post-mortem pictures of her. But what's going on? Maybe she was a runaway. Maybe she didn't have family. Maybe she was from a different country traveling here.
Well,
you never know.
Well, and here's the thing. It's like, I've got friends and family. If I disappeared, but I was supposed to be in California and then a missing person shows up in Las Vegas, like, how would you connect the two and think to look there?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you do that, then you're going to have to look at every damn city in the United States. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
for real. Because Vegas is commonly a place people travel to as a tourist.
Yes. I don't know. It's sad. I think these unsolved cases like this are always so terrible.
Especially like the Jane Does, the John Does. They're someone.
Somebody's mother or father
exactly.
or husband or child is looking for their dad or their mom. It breaks my heart. I can't.
It's just like there's a piece of a puzzle.
You belong to somebody. You are important.
You're important to someone.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's just, and who was this guy? But the person that saw him died a while back. So there's no more talking to him. No one else witnessed
anything.
Just a
cold case.
And how to know if she worked at this Holiday Inn, no one talked about it.
Right.
Anyway, I could go on and on and on about that, but we have new patrons.
Yay!
So oddly enough, we have two Alexes. Weird coincidences, but fun. Okay, so we have Alex and Lisa from the UK.
Awesome!
Yes, more overseas listeners. Thank you so much. And Alex M. from Pennsylvania, which is our first Pennsylvanian patron.
Very cool.
Yes. They might know stuff about the Amish. I don't know.
They might.
They might. Tell us if you do. And Nick from New York.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Is that our first New Yorker?
First New Yorker. It's not New York, New York, but see, I put his pin in.
Put a pin in him.
Put a pin in We put pins in our map for patrons, but thank you. And, oh, also he said he listens while he walks his dogs. And I want to know more about the dogs. So send us the photos. Thank you so much. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
And Mary, our patron from last week, is from West Virginia, which is our first West Virginian. So we have a lot of
newbies. Welcome.
And not to triangulate them, but the Alex and Lisa from the UK, they're from a place that the other person is not from.
Very cool.
They're in close quarters, but it's different.
Very cool.
And we got a lot of emails and messages and things this past
week. Hate mail?
No.
Great.
No. So one of our patrons named Rebecca messaged us saying she'll also be in Vegas soon. She's leaving tomorrow.
Mm.
Same as us. I can't remember where she's from. She's not from Arkansas. Oh, okay. So she's not flying.
So she's not flying with us.
No, she's not flying with us. You might see us, and I'm sorry.
What are you apologizing for?
We won't
for?
Remember if we do. I apologize in advance. No, but for real, that's exciting. Well, I was like, oh, let us know when you go, and we'll tell you what tips, you know, we know. And she's like, I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm like, oh, okay, well we won't have tips yet.
That's very cool.
It is. And another patron, Jessie, bought us a couple of cocktails this week. She also gave us a recipe, but I did not make these drinks.
We're on Vegas mode.
We're in Vegas mode. I didn't go grocery shopping because I don't shop right before I leave. And also, it would kill you.
What is it?
It's a spicy chipotle pineapple martini.
No, I can't have pineapple.
Which sounds really good to me. I'll try to, maybe when we get back, I'll make these and make you a different fruit.
Yes, I don't make
strawberry?
I can do, Tim's allergic to strawberry. I am not.
Everyone and their fruit allergies.
It's so random.
It is. So the gist of this drink, it has jalapenos and chipotle pineapple syrup in it. And I'm like, okay, how spicy is this? Also, where do we find this syrup? She's already posted on Amazon where she gets it. But I think I could make it.
It sounds good. Just don't do mine strawberry.
Yeah, I actually have some dried pineapple rings with chipotle seasoning on them from Trader Joe's. And those are really good.
Hmm.
In the meantime, though, we'll grab a cocktail in Vegas in your honor.
Oh, indeed we will.
Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, we got a lot of nice messages, none involving a lot of mean F-bombs. Luckily, that's only happened once. I'm knocking on wood
over here. I've cut back on my swear words.
No, I mean people cussing us out in emails.
Oh, I thought you meant me cussing too much.
That's only happened once. I've blocked that out of my memory. So, also, patron Andy A. wanted to send us a reminder that if you see something, say something.
Very good point.
She has a story.
Unless you're in Vegas.
Don't say anything.
Don't say shit.
If you see me, don't
say anything. Snitches get stitches. Do not say anything.
So there was a random car outside of her place for 2 weeks, and she talked to her neighbor about it. And he said, oh, I just assumed it was someone staying with you. So she called 311, and turns out the car was stolen.
Oh, my God.
And it also had stolen guns inside the car.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. So the guy just assumed, oh, you know, I thought someone was staying at your place. Real life true crime. Oh, and she also sent some pics of her dog, Ellie, who's a cutie pie. I'm like, give me the dog pics.
Oh, my gosh.
And our new patron, Nick, mentioned that we should have two cameras on us and a third one on Charlie. And I'm like,
while we record?
Yeah. I'll put one on Charlie. Just Charlie.
I mean, you don't want to see us.
You can watch him sleep. And then shake and then go.
And let's go, be still.
Be like, Charlie, stop it. Don't go downstairs. But thank you. And he also gave me some tech advice emails, which I appreciate. And Drew Ann, see, we have all the mail.
All the mail.
Drew Ann sent us a sweet message about our accents. She said they're comforting because she doesn't hear Southern accents much where she's from in the North Coast. And I'm like, oh, comforting.
Lacey sounds like cornbread.
Cornbread. I think I sound a little bit more like a biscuit.
Like a Popeye's biscuit.
Now I'm hungry. And this made me want to ask you.
Me?
A question.
Oh, shit.
What's your favorite accent? Period. Like, not just U.S., anywhere. Oh, boy, she's smiling. Are you a sucker for accents?
Oh, for 100%.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like I've met a lot of people with accents. They each kind of have, you know, there can be something hot about a Boston accent.
Oh, the khakis.
There can be something kind of hot about that. African.
I wasn't expecting these.
There can be something hot about
Boston
South African.
Africa.
Let's see. We'll just stop.
No, I just even mean just in general. Like, do you? Like, even females, males, like, you have an accent that you like.
I cannot. I'm not even going to say what I cannot stand.
No, you can't.
Because I don't want to label anybody. It's not because I don't like it. It's because it's hard for me to understand when these people speak. Or even if I watch a movie without subtitles. It's like a heavy Scottish Irish accent. Like I can't.
Oh, those are hard to understand.
Understand. It's not that I know. No, I mean they're not terrible. Not like
it's just it's difficult.
It's difficult for me to. It's not that I hate them, but it's just
we are not hating
on your country whatsoever or your accent. Well, I think
it's because it's
I just can't understand it.
Right, it's English, so you think it's easy to interpret, but they have their own dialect and they talk so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend,
I'm drinking. I'm sorry.
Our friend Sergio recently was telling me it made me laugh so hard. He mentioned to me, he's like, when I moved here from Mexico, I didn't realize white people talk so fast. It made me laugh.
He says stuff sometimes that
he's like, you talk so fast.
He called you lazy forever, remember? Lazy. He thought your name was Lacey. We're like, no, it's Lacey, not lazy.
No, but I agree with the Scottish and Irish can be a little difficult.
Do you have a favorite accent?
Oh, 100%. What's New Zealand. 100%.
Oh, I forgot about New Zealand.
Shame to the Aussies that listen. I love y'all too. But New Zealand's my...
Is it? Is that your chef's kiss?
I love Fly to the Conchords. Oh, I love New Zealand humor.
Do you love rugby?
No. Jermaine Clement. I love
Have you Reece seen Darby. The legs on those rugby players?
Oh, what's her name? Melanie Linsky? Is that her name? I love all the New Zealanders.
Lacey wants to go to New Zealand.
I do. It's one of the furthest places for us to travel.
Well, count me out.
So I'm like, oh.
Count Yancey out. He's having a panic attack for flying 3 hours to Vegas.
That's true. This is not a lie.
Well, how far is it? How many hours? It's 23 hours from here to South Africa. Don't ask me how I know that.
It's at least that. At least that. Because it's even further than going to Australia. So it's like exactly – it's not close. Google. I have Googled it, but tell us your favorite accents.
Please.
I love most accents. I think they're interesting.
There's not any that I cannot stand.
I think they're very interesting. It's even U.S. accents. And I love a Canadian accent, too.
Do you?
I do. I like a lot of Canadian shows, too. Letterkenny, Schitt's Creek, Trailer Park Boys.
15 hours.
No.
That's what it says. From Arkansas to New Zealand. Wait, I lied. This is the fastest time.
We have no direct flight, sir.
16 hours and 19 minutes.
Did
I Google wrong?
I don't know. What's new with you? Any news? Any shows?
I've just been packing and getting ready. I'm in Vegas mode. Did we already talk about the Anna? There's nothing new with me. Inventing Anna.
Yeah, you mentioned that last time. I still haven't seen it.
Other than that, I downloaded some movies to watch on the plane.
Which movies?
Let's see. One called Perfect Stranger. Not the 80s sitcom, which I love, by the way. It's got Bruce Willis and Halle Berry in it.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's like a murder mystery. It's a suspense thriller.
Oh, that's
I've not seen it.
No, I haven't
I'm
even
super
heard
excited.
Of it.
I can't wait to get to cruising altitude so I can start watching. Well, because, you know. Anyways, I have to put on my tunes.
Yeah.
Because I'm superstitious.
I'm a little stitious.
Are you?
No.
Is there anything that's your that you're packing?
No. Nope.
Or any pre-flight?
No. I don't do rituals, superstitions. None that I can think of.
You don't, like, touch the outside of the plane before you get on or anything?
No.
I've seen people do that.
Don't make me even start. That seems like a to-do.
No, you just touch it.
Ma'am, can I have some Diet Coke, please? That's my ritual.
Can you drink on planes now?
Yeah.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, buckle up.
So, I started watching Pieces of Her on Netflix.
What's that about?
So, last night, I was deep cleaning my living room, and I turned it on. And it seems decent. So it's a thriller based on a Karen Slaughter book. Mm-hmm. Toni Collette from Hereditary.
I love her.
I do too. She's very serious in it, which is interesting.
Pieces of Her. Is it based on something?
Just that book. I think it's fiction.
Now I'm going to download that.
It's like a mother-daughter.
No,
it's a thriller. It's a show.
Shit.
I don't know how many episodes are in it. I watched two last night, but it's pretty good. I mean, it's not the best thing in the world. This is how I always talk about things. It's not the best, but it's okay.
Have you watched any more of
From?
Mm-hmm.
No, because I'm waiting until we get back from Vegas so I can get a week subscription to Epix and then cancel it after I binge watch it.
Dead.
Because I'm not buying Epix. That's crazy.
Well,
what else is on there?
I don't know. Lots of things.
I don't know.
So anyways, we're super excited for Vegas. We're in Vegas mode now.
And
we'll be
still in Vegas still mode in Vegas when we get mode. Back. Exactly. We'll tell you all about it after our other cold case. Oh, yeah. So Charlie's, you know how when we go there, they always have Bob Ross on in the background?
They're on playing the TV.
Music. Yeah, they're playing music and stuff, but it's on like the TV always at the on bar. At least one yes. of those TVs. And it's so, it's
you know,
it's hypnotizing.
It's very hypnotizing.
So they, on April 23rd, they are doing a paint like Bob thing.
What is that? It's like a where you go and they have someone kind of showing you how to paint.
So
things?
It's
like we did for Valentine's Day here.
Yeah. So very it's a cool. Bob Ross instructional class.
Shut up.
And the cost is $75, but it includes everything like paint, canvas, materials, and you can call to sign up. But yeah, April 23rd.
And that's per person?
Per person.
Awesome.
Paint like Bob, have a drink with Barton, one of our favorite bartenders.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That's very cool. Now, what night is that on? It's the 23rd, but what's the – are we in Memphis?
That might be rumor. It's a Saturday. The 23rd is a Saturday.
We're in Memphis that weekend.
Oh, we're in Memphis that weekend, so we won't be there. But go there anyway.
Go there anyway. Paint something. Paint something awesome.
Yes.
And you don't have a drink? Did you leave it downstairs?
I do have a drink.
Oh, yay. So let's cheers to –
with my punchy, my fruity – Tutti Frutti, Lost 40, punchy snow cone.
I just have vodka and tea. So let's cheers to our safe flight to Vegas.
Oh, yes.
And our friend Yancy not having a panic attack on the plane. Yes. On the plane. And also hot pilots. Cheers.
Cheers.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.